Thank you for choosing Dwelling Place City Church Podcast.
Watching. You got to ask yourself a question. If you haven't been to Pentecost, now, you heard me last week. I told you, Pentecost isn't about tongues. Come on, listen to me. It's not about tongues. I know people who don't speak in tongues that move in more power than people who do. Come on. That's what comes out, okay? Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. It was about the manifestation of the presence of the person of the Holy Spirit in their life. It came into them and it did something to them internally. And they were changed, they were altered. Verse 5, and there were dwelling in Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Listen to me, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Listen to me, what's happening now is not racial. It's evil trying to separate the races. Evil's putting black against white, white against black, Hispanic, you just name it. It's a cultural divide. Listen to what happened on the day of Pentecost. Because it was a unification of people, regardless of culture. Verse 5, when they were all dwelling in Jerusalem, devout men of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because every man heard them speak in his own language. Listen, everyone's speaking in their own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in his own tongue wherein he was born? Listen carefully. And then there gives a list of the cultures. What is happening today is no accident that it's happening specifically on the celebration of Pentecost. The divide between cultures. And the divide between cultures and colors and races and creeds. But while evil seeks to separate, the Spirit of the living God is uniting people across racial boundaries and barriers. And God help us if that unity of the church doesn't get its blessed assurance out of the building and into the streets. Because we're not going to change our community from within inside the building. It's people that have been touched from the inside, on the inside, that go outside with what happened on the inside. So they take what's happened on the inside outside. It's no longer just what happens in a church service. That the people of God are united across boundaries and barriers. I stand here on the platform with a brother in the Lord who's black. A dear friend. No. You don't know what I'm going to say yet. That the separation between the cultures and the races and even colors, I happen to know how he feels about what's going on. And you'd be shocked to know. He doesn't side. David, I'm going to put you on this. Is his microphone on? David, he's going to kill me. He's my brother of another mother. He's still going to kill me, okay? You know, is it on?
Testing.
Okay, there you go. Okay, listen, I don't know what you're going to say. But you put your heart out there because we're
going to ask.
Huh?
I don't know what you're going to say either.
Tell them how you feel about what's going on. Can you? Kirsten's going to kill me. Where is she?
It's sad. I mean, that's the best word I have.
Turn him up.
It's sad. So it's sad. I mean, people need Jesus. I mean, that's it. I mean, there's no other answer, really. I mean, man can't fix it. So the president can't fix it. I mean, I don't care if it doesn't matter if you voted for him or not. He can't fix it. People need. It's our job.
Yeah. It's our job.
To be honest with you, it's our job.
I'm sticking myself out. He's going to kill me later.
No, it's okay.
And all I ask you to do is come to my funeral, okay? There's no way a white man can understand how a black man feels when he's in a community that's dominantly white and he doesn't know how he's going to be treated and how he's going to be respected. And no, I'm not pointing fingers at whites. I'm not pointing fingers at blacks. If there's any fingers to be pointed, it's to be pointed at the church. Because the church has remained silent on this issue. And the church has not been willing. Not that we have, and we're not trying to turn everything into racism. But you watch what's happening in our nation. How can I not be grieved when a brother in the Lord doesn't know where he stands? Are you with me? Yet you put me in a black community and exactly the same thing happens. Because there's a color barrier. There's a color boundary. And you can't put spiritual issues into a culture, into a nation, into a society unless you're willing to face the reality of the separation between the cultures. And own up to it. And I'm not condemning you. I'm just speaking out against what's going on. How can we celebrate Pentecost when Pentecost was across cultural boundaries and barriers? Every tribe, every language. And I know people go, well, it was about tongues. Well, you know what? Then you just don't get it. It was Jesus sent the Holy Ghost to the church to fix what God had to break at the Tower of Babel. At the Tower of Babel, they were split in the cultures. At the Tower of Babel, when their languages were changed and cultures were created through those languages, there were multiple colors. And to have a move of the Spirit of God is to cry out and say, God, Lord, help us be what we're supposed to be. Help us love the unlovable. Help us reach out to people that are struggling and suffering. This is not an indictment against you and I. This is not an indictment against anybody else. It's just a simple statement of fact. That without love, everything we do as churches is just a waste of time. All it is an emotional encounter with a few folks. We go away and pat each other on the fanny and say, well done. And we go off and we feel better about life when life around us is falling apart. You think what's going on in the streets isn't going to hit our own community? You better wake up. Well, I was there in the Watts riots. I was working in Compton. And I remember stepping out of the engineering department and headed towards manufacturing on the outside. And I heard that unmistakable sound of boing, bullets going over my head. And I saw the cloud of smoke. And we watched what happened in the Watts riots. And that was bad and that was terrible. But what's brewing in our nation is will make what happened in Watts almost insignificant. Because people are tired of the hypocrisy. People are tired of people not loving each other and caring for one another, regardless of race, color, or creed. And I'm just, this is one old man on a rant. And you know what? I believe so deeply in my heart that we're about to see and experience a move of the presence of God that's going to bring us personally to a place of brokenness. When you sing the song we were singing, I Want More, and the presence of God comes into you and he fills you and he changes you from the inside out, like I've said for decades. That Paul said in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, that you, we, race, color, and creed, were created and designed before the foundation of the world. Listen to what I'm going to say. Please hear this out. You were designed in the heart of God before the world was created. That's what it says. You were created in the heart of God. Listen to what I'm going to say. And you were created by God with a mission and purpose and a destiny in life to relate to him. And he didn't give you your body. Your mama and daddy did. You say, well, why did I end up in this culture? And why did they end up in this race? Why did they end up in this nationality? I don't know. But what I do know is the inside of you is created like the kingdom of God. Yes. And if we could learn to look at people and not see the exterior, but see the interior, things will flip, completely change. Values and purpose come to the surface and begin to manifest, and we begin to care for one another. We begin to love one another. We begin to tend to one another. We take responsibility for one another, and we look into our own community. And when you go to the streets and you go to the supermarket and you go to the malls, whenever they open, that you look on the inside, not the outside, and you see what your heavenly Father created, a brother and sister in Christ. Maybe not in Christ, but in God, in the heart of God. So I know this has been kind of a different service, but you know, enough said. Now it's time to do. And you can't do it without the power of the Holy Ghost. You can say, oh, I hear that. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do it. You can't do it. I can prove it to you. You haven't yet. And neither have I. But when the Spirit of God falls and he fills us to overflowing like he did on the day of Pentecost, something happens to us when we fall in love with one another. And if you'll go home today and you'll read chapter 2, they so fell in love with one another across languages and races and colors and creeds. And you read chapter 2 that they had all things common and they started taking care of one another. God help us go back to the book of Acts and act like the church in the book of Acts. They took responsibility for one another and they cared for one another. Evil caused the lockdown. And I'm not so sure God didn't orchestrate it. Not that God's evil, but he used evil to put the church, and I've said this to you before in the last couple of weeks, put the church into a lockdown so that he could go to work on us. So when we come out, we're not the same way as we went in. I've talked to pastors throughout the community. We've discussed this issue, even pastors out of state, out of county. That we're not going to be the same. And we're going to do what God wants us to do. And we're going to move in faith no matter what it costs us. So would you put your hands up one more time, palms up. Father, I thank you for your presence, and I thank you for your love. And all we ask that you do is help us be courageous enough to do what needs to be done. Because we, starting with me, admit that without you, Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, give God a praise. Here's what we're going to do this morning. We have announcements, but here's what we're going to do. Ushers, would you please be at the doors? We're going to take an offering at the door. And, you know, I'm just jacking everything up. I know everybody's staff's all going, oh, what's happening next? Okay, I don't know. So, but here's what we're going to do. We are going to close in prayer, and then we're going to go outside. If you can stay with us. You can probably smell the onions and the hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. What Susan's making? Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, if she tells you to do something, you better do it. So get the video ready. I'll let you know, and then I'll tell you what we're going to do from here. Rex Crane's coming next week. How many of you have been in a ministry with Rex? This man has a prophetic voice like none other I've heard in a long time. He's going to be here. I called Rex, and he said, well, the church is in a lockdown. I said, we're not. He goes, well, what do you want? I said, I want you to come Sunday after Pentecost. He goes, what time do you want me there? So he's going to be here next week. If you've not sat under this ministry, you are not going to want to miss this. And this is a powerful thing. So can you show me the video, and then I'll finish.
Hey guys.
We're looking forward to being with you guys soon.
The Dwelling Place. Come on, it's going to happen June the 7th. Can't wait to be with you. Man, it has been a wonderful, interesting time, but I'm so happy now that you are open. You guys are being touched and changed, and you're ready to go to the next level. You know, we were talking earlier today in a conversation that eagles use storms to propel and take themselves even higher. Well, most people or most animals, they go looking for shelter in a storm. Eagles have the ability to use the thermal winds and navigate to the next level. We believe the Spirit of God is moving upon your life to take you to the next level, that this is not your downfall. In fact, it's about to be your rise. And you are going to elevate in areas you've never elevated before. And God's going to take you where you've never gone before. That miracles truly are in motion. And this is your season. You don't want to miss this morning. Make sure you bring people. Make sure you tell other people. It'll be a moment. Morning of healings and breakthroughs, insight and wisdom that will bring liberty to you internally and externally, and it will set the pace for you to blast into this summer and do something with life rather than life doing something with you. God is for you. Miracles are a motion for you. We can't wait to be with you. It's going to be an amazing time.
Yes.
Can't wait to be with you, Pastor Bob and Susan. We love you guys.
Hi.
Okay, would you stand? All right, the ushers are going to be at the doors, we appreciate everything you do to support your church. We could not have moved forward during this lockdown without you. Lord, bless you and thank you for taking care of your church financially. Hands out, palms up one more time.